1-800-449-8686.
Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us on the Phil Henry Show to talk about a project they're involved in, which is basically it's a confrontational drill associated with the latest threat to people's security, Jay, and to me it's the worst of all. Not the worst of all, it's the most brazen of all, and reinforces in my mind that every home should have a gun, and that is the home invasion.
I don't know if I totally concur, Phil, with every home should have a gun. I think that we can rely on our law enforcement. I think that that should be sufficient, although I'm not anti-gun. But home invasions are, and home invasion robberies and assaults are the latest threat to individuals who are living lives, trying to obey the laws and go about their business. And
the audacity and the violence are without precedent, aren't they?
They really are. It's something that certainly we in law enforcement are challenged by. We're dealing with it. Find new ways to safely patrol and also, more importantly, educate citizens as to what they can do.
All right. In the material that we looked at on your website, you stress being prepared, and you mentioned that many homes simply are not prepared.
They're not. And what the Citizens Auxiliary Police determined to do right now, how many homes are prepared? We needed to find this out. How many homes are ready to confront whatever might come through that door at any time of day or night? Citizens Auxiliary Police, in association with many other national volunteer police brigade organizations, can do that.
What do these patrols entail? Tell us a little bit about this confrontational drill.
This is one of the one-on-one contact with a homeowner. We want to have one-on-one contact with a homeowner, showing them ways to best minimize threats, and the patrols are included in these confrontational drills. We will pick out a neighborhood on any given night. And we are in generally some kind of Citizens Auxiliary Police sub-commander cruise mobile, which is can be a SUV or it can be someone's car they use at work, depending upon whether or not their wife needs a car for the night or what have you, or whether one of the kids is using the car. We cruise down each of the streets in this neighborhood. We'll be in a van that is unmarked. The car is unmarked. If we spot a home, we get out of the van and we go to the front door. Now, this is step one, and we want people listening right now to understand how this proceeds. We get out of the car, we've identified a home, and we determine people are home because the lights are on. Step one is checking the front door to see if the front door is locked.
Now, are the people inside aware that you're doing this?
No, they are not, and this is part of the drill, and we think the very excellent way to enact as close to reality as possible what a home invasion is. People are not aware. We do check to see if the door is locked. We move on to step two. If the door is not locked, we open the door and we walk in. Now, 9 times out of 10, the individuals inside the home are completely taken by surprise. And that sort of bears out the research we've done on home invasions and why they are successful or perpetrators.
You are walking right into a house, in other words.
That is correct.
And the front door is not locked.
We walk into the home the way any home invasion robber would, and we then say to the individual present that we are with the Citizens Auxiliary Police and that this was a confrontational drill and that they are not, they were not prepared for any possibility of home invasion.
Do you assuage their fears? Because they may not know who you are.
Well, we are wearing a blue armband. We are fully uniform with a blue armband, and we do wear what is a safari-style pith helmet. My son said it was more like a Ramar the Jungle helmet or what have you. We will then show the individuals in the home what they didn't do to protect themselves and what can ensue after home invasion. The way they might be tied up. If there are women, daughters, or wives, we will take them, we will remove them to an outbuilding or the pool house or another room, what have you, whatever is in the house. We'll show you, all right, and the women will be separated out and taken into a room, and you don't know what's going on there. Now, I want to say if they...
These people didn't make an appointment. You're just walking into the house, right? They didn't make an appointment or...
Yeah, well, we are. And as I said, 9 times out of 10, Phil, we've caught the people inside very unaware. Now, after we explain who we are, we pursue the exercise, showing them different knots that might be tied to secure them and so forth. People are very appreciative, and we shake hands, and they get on our mailing list. And that's what we will generally do is put people on our mailing list. But it's kind of an exercise, Phil, that's given the Citizens Auxiliary Police the reputation we've got now going on 10 years.
All right, but the big question here is, and you and your officer, you're trying doors, And if you find one that's unlocked and you walk in, here's the big question. What if there is someone on the other side of that door with a firearm who discharges it, you know, because you haven't identified yourself?
Well, that's a question we get an awful lot. It is something we are mindful of. Certainly there are homeowners who have, you know, people have guns and they may fancy themselves kind of a Rambo deal or what have you. We are prepared for that. It's never a problem.
Well, how do you prepare yourself for it? And by the way, I want to just tell people we're listening to and talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on home invasions and what you can do to protect yourself. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Forgive me, Jay, I interrupted you. How do you prepare yourself if you and your officers are trying doors and walking in to show people that they were vulnerable? What if someone has a gun?
As I said, Phil, many people don't know that it takes, first of all, when you're talking about use of a firearm, it takes a very steady and very slow aim to hit something. Just squeezing a trigger doesn't mean you're going to hit anything. When we walk into a house that is unlocked, the homeowner has a gun, we are trained, and this is in our training, to hear the initial sound of the spring release as the trigger is being depressed. And then, when we hear that, that's what is called evasive shuffling, whereby we can quickly step sideways and then forward. It's a move that's designed to disorient the shooter. We do a jump step to the side, and then a shuffle or a drag step back. And
so you're telling me you can hear...
We can literally... It's not a hard thing to do, because someone who sees you coming in, first they got to grab the gun, and you're going to hear that. So we were able to size down.
Have you ever been shot at?
We've had people who kind of fancy themselves Rambo-type deal, but we've been able to. I can tell you this, Phil. We are on... Anyone who takes a shot at any of our officers, we will swarm that individual. We will be on that individual pretty quick, and I don't think it's anything that anybody wants to experience, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
To answer your question, when someone takes a shot at us, we are on him pretty fast, and I can assure you that young man is going to be feeling it for a couple weeks.
All right, there's a story related to this, to these drills. A woman who lives in Torrance, Mrs. Kenneth George.
That's correct.
You know her?
We're familiar with her, yeah.
All right, well, on the evening of the 18th of December, you entered her residence as part of the confrontational drill, and she said she was shocked but relaxed after she found out who you were.
That is absolutely correct. Miss George was in perfect peace. We told her Assistance Auxiliary Police. We told her the drill was about.
All right, but in the course of doing the rest of the exercise, she said one of your officers took her into a room and he began to undress.
Well, no, that's where you get some confused people. The officer is a sub-commander. His name is Subcommander Boston. He works security for an equipment yard here in Carson. He's got a great deal of experience, and what he was doing was simply showing her what to expect from a home invasion. A very real possibility of, you know, someone take your pants off or something, and sexual assault. So he never touched the woman. He didn't take his clothes off. He began to strip. This is all part of our scenario, though, in order for her to experience firsthand what sexual scenario will entail.
Well, wait, she said he took his clothes off after lashing one of her wrists to a bureau dresser.
But he did not take his clothes off. He stripped according to regulation governing the drill.
Well, what did he take off?
He took off his shirt.
But the woman was alarmed.
She was alarmed, but we were able to calm her down and convinced her, you know, that it didn't convince her. It didn't take a lot of convincing. I mean, we actually just... I remember at one point, Subcommander Boston had said, you've got to get yourself together. And when someone's hysterical, there's only one thing you can do, and that's to give them a good... You have to give them a good, quick slap across the face to orient them. And I'm sure you...
All right, well, you slapped her.
Because we had to orient her. But after we oriented her, we slapped her a couple... You know, I had to slap her. Using basically the back of my hand, a gloved hand. And I grabbed her by the shoulders, and I looked at her, and I said... You know, calm down and all that.
All right. I understand you're trying to protect homes. It's a very important thing to protect homes. And we're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This confrontational drill, though, is very realistic when you guys are walking into a house. And
well, you'd be surprised how many doors are unlocked and how many people are sitting there watching television or they're doing some reading. And call their pants down. And a lot of homeowners, you're going to catch their pants hanging down, are going to be happy to find out it's just the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Take a phone call for Jay Santos here on the Phil Hendry Show. Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Santos, I would like to know what makes you different from any perpetrator that would come in and do any act that you're doing, other than in the end you're going to calm the people down and return them back to their normal lives uninterrupted and undisturbed.
Right.
I think that you have more of an invasive approach than what would actually happen in what you're trying to prevent.
Well, then you don't know. You obviously don't read too many newspapers. And not
I read a lot of newspapers, and I know if you come in,
what I'm doing is worse. You don't know what these home invasion robbers do. They rape, they rob, they murder. How is what I'm doing?
You made a comment about hearing the clicking action on a pistol so you can make evasive maneuvers,
right?
And not
we
get
are
shot. You really think that's a viable defense to protect your people?
Yes, I do, and I tell you something right now. If somebody pull a gun out on me, they better get out pretty quick. So that's all I got to say to you about that. I mean, if you're trying to compare me to a home invasion robbery, obviously you haven't heard what I've been talking about.
All right, Adam, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Dave, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to invite this clown to my house, and he can go ahead and come on in and see how well he does. Because I guarantee you, you come in with your group of buddies, I'm going to blast three or four of you through the wall with a sawed-off shotgun that you cannot dodge.
Well, you know, I know you've seen a lot of movies.
Forward special military moves.
I know you've seen a lot of movies.
You're going to get shot, buddy.
Well,
come
you
on
got your,
over. I'll
got
give
your,
you my address.
If you got your front door open.
I want to see how well you do. I'll leave my front door open, buddy.
That sounds like
and
you.
And the back door.
That
Let's
sounds
see
like
how
you.
Well you do.
That sounds
I'll
like
give you.
You
my address. Stay on the
you.
Phone.
How many times your wife been raped?
My mother was raped and murdered.
Well, your shotgun didn't do much good, did it?
Yeah, because I was 4 years old, and I've been spending my entire
like
life
said,
thinking about clowns like you that
like
they
I
can
said,
just walk in.
Your shotgun didn't do much good at that time, did it?
He was
it didn't
four.
Do, buddy, because I was 4 years old.
Yeah, well, that shows you that shotguns are not necessarily going to help you against
you
perpetrator.
It is going to help me
your
when
mother
you and your friends walk got, in my house. I'm going to f*** you up.
Hey, you got to watch your language, you douchebag.
You call him?
Well, he's using the F word all over the place, and I understand he's very upset. His mother was raped and murdered. And
she was raped and murdered, okay? And here's the funny part about that. Not that it's funny, but you talk about that guy's mother being raped and murdered, and guess what? He's going to kill me, but she got raped and murdered. How's that figure out?
He was four. He said he was 4 years old.
But he says he had a shotgun.
Not when I'm assuming he didn't have the shotgun when he was four.
Well, why wouldn't you assume that? He's talking about a shotgun, and yet he had a shotgun.
He was 4 years old. I don't know how a four-year-old can hoist a shotgun, let alone discharge it. 1-800-449-8686 with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police talking about the home invasion exercises that he and his sub-commanders are, by the way, a sub-commander is, I guess, like a private in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, are conducting. They're walking into homes that the door is unlocked to. And they are pointing it out to the homeowners and then demonstrating how they would be tied up, how the women, the one lady was taken to another room and she was very frightened because one of the subcommanders began to take his clothes off to show her what it would be like to be raped. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police, that's all, just a little peek, kind of a peekaboo.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You want to say something, Jay?
Yeah, Phil, I wanted to, before we take another phone call here, I want to explain to people what this exercise, the confrontational drill, is about, because there's a lot of excitable people. I understand that.
Well, you've got a couple of people here that were very angry with the idea of you and your guys opening the door and going into a home.
Well, it's part of our drill, and I wanted to explain that we do not harm anyone, so we are there to help people be prepared for the possibility of a home invasion. The last thing that we want is someone pulling a shotgun or pulling a gun, and then we disarm that individual. And you know, my father used to say, you know, aren't you going to look like the horse is the wrong end of the horse? You know, when you're sitting there and the gun's been taken away from you and you're being chastised like a little tiny baby boy, you know. I don't want to do that to a man in front of his wife and kids. You're sitting there with a shotgun. Okay, I'm going to have to disarm you and explain to you why it is that I'm capable of doing that and you're not.
Well, how do you know? What if you got a military guy? What if you got a cop?
Well, if he's a cop, I don't think he's got his door unlocked, see? See, I got you. And that's what people always say. What if you hit a military guy or cop and go, guess what? I got you. He doesn't have his door unlocked, you know? And the boy, that shuts him right up. That just shuts him down. Shut it down, buddy. Turn it, shut it off, man. You can shut down.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jenna, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Are you kidding me? You're telling me that if I leave my door unlocked, you have the right to walk into my house and
no, nobody does. No one does, man. But if you leave your door unlocked and a real home invasion robber comes in, what are you going to do?
I'll deal with that. But I don't want you walking into my house.
How do you deal with it? How exactly are you going to deal with it when three men come in, tie you up, and start touching you and stuff?
Well, it's not going to happen. I keep my doors locked. But regardless,
okay, well, then you don't have to worry about me coming in your house.
You're saying that you do a home inspection first. You check to make sure the doors are locked?
We checked the front door. If the door's unlocked, we come in. If the door's locked, tip of the cap, we tip our pith helmet to you. You're not going to see it, but by road, I guess you could say. If the door's locked, we tip our cap to you, and then we...
You're tipping your cap to a lady who can't see it?
But it's our way of saying, you know, smart person. If you see four men standing at a front door and they've tipped their helmet to no one, you know we're really just tipping it to the person inside to say, this is a secure individual, this individual lock her door, because she doesn't want to get raped.
No, you're crazy. You're invading the...
What exactly,
people?
Right? When you have your door locked, see... I got you on this one, and you don't know how to get out of it.
Huh?
See, I got you all. My logic is completely shut you down. See?
Shit. Are you out of your mind?
Wait a minute. You lock your door, so all I do is tip my pith helmet to you, and I'm on my way. Now, the lady next door is unlocked.
Guess what
she's going to be seeing? She's going to be seeing three pith helmets and blue armbands. And
hey.
It won't be pleasant.
Invited. You should get shot.
Well, Jenna, let me ask you, because I'm a police officer and I'm trained to notice things, and there's something about you that doesn't add up. You lock your door, so you got no issue about this. Why are you so upset?
Why am I upset? Yeah, because I drove and it's
never locked. There's a lot of red flags going up about your phone call.
What's that?
You lock your door, and yet you're upset about me going into house. I don't understand why you have an interest in this topic, see?
I just told you, hon, I grew up in a house where we never locked our doors. Nobody ever came in. Nobody ever robbed us.
Why do you lock your door now? Yeah, see? I got you again.
Why do I lock my door now? Because
You're shut down.
Well, let the lady answer.
I'm down, okay, buddy?
Well, you're just not making any sense, you know? I think you're lonely. You want to call up a talk show because I can't understand why you would call on this topic, okay? If you... lock your doors, but you didn't used to lock your door.
Well, you know, once in a while,
understand.
I don't lock my door, and if some person came in with a group of guys and tied me up and took off their clothes to teach me a lesson, I'd be pissed, and I'd probably take your ass to court.
Well, ma'am, first of all...
Now, what about that, Jay? That's a very legitimate point. What if she wants to sue you?
Well, what is she going to sue me for? Saving her life? I've saved you from being tied down like Jodie. You know what they did with. I don't know if you ever saw that. See that movie? What does the lady say? I can't hear her. Okay, say that again.
Well, turn that radio down in that radio room, man.
If you ever saw Jodie Foster, she got pinned down on a pinball machine. That's what we're talking about. I don't want that to happen to you or any other woman who is living alone for whatever reason.
All right, Jenna, thank you. 1-800-449...
I mean, I'm an officer. The judge is going to side with me, Phil, answer that lady's question. Well, I'm going to sue you. Well, when the judge sees that I've come in as a uniformed Citizens Auxiliary Police officer, and I tell him that I was trying to do a confrontational drill, and all I did was go into the home, the officer will take into account that maybe technically the homeowner would be alarmed, but the fact that the homeowner was not hurt. And also, if someone pulls a gun and gets off a lucky shot and actually hits one of us, which is very unlikely to say he does, we'll be on that man, and I can guarantee you, we're on him like white on rice. We'll be all over him in New York minute. So those are things we want people to understand.
All right, Jay Santos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police on confrontational drills, walking up to doors. If they're unlocked, they just walk right in and explain to the homeowner, we could have been home invasion robbers. Why wasn't your door locked? 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tell me that again.
Phil, you need to understand, I think.
And we're with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Go ahead, Jay.
What I was saying, Phil, is I think you need to understand something. The act of a physical assault on a woman is a traumatic thing, and it is nothing that any woman is going to want to experience. And what Citizens Auxiliary Police does through the confrontational drill, if we are able to enter a home and we proceed to give an example to the people inside the house how they might be tied up by a home invasion robber, how the women are generally taken and separated out from the menfolk and taken to an outbuilding, taken to a barn or what have you to be there. They are tied up or dressed up or however, you know, these robbers do it and are assaulted. Now, what Sub-Commander Dugan was doing... Sub-Commander Dugan's been with us for a long time, and there's nothing Dugan did that was out of the book or wrong. He stripped down basically to his underwear to show that experience of what it would be to have your wrist lashed to a bureau dresser as you witness a man is about to assault you, take off his pants, fold him up, put him on a bed, remove his pith helmet, and so forth. And then he stopped. When you get to the level of underwear, then they stop. They assess the situation. He will question the woman. You're aware that I am here now in my underwear. And she will say, yes, I am. All right, fine. And then he'll go ahead and he'll probably put his hat on first, but he will then get dressed. And I'm listening to something on the radio right now, Phil.
So... I know you're not going to rape the woman, but the experience of putting that fear into her.
Well, Phil, you're right. I don't want to do it, but I wasn't the one who decided to leave my door unlocked, was I? I wasn't the one who said to her, I didn't call ahead and say, excuse me, would you please unlock your front door so I can come in, lash your wrist to a bureau, and have one of my sub-commanders who could be out patrolling, stripped down to his underwear, and stand there and have to, you know, put the questions to you. Are you aware that I've stripped? Are you aware? And so on.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Talking to Jay Sarnas of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jane, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I got a couple questions. One, mainly, what if he comes in and it's my mother who's in poor health and she ends up having a heart attack because this guy scares the crap out of her?
I didn't hear the lady. Say it again.
What if you come in and my mom, who's in poor health, ends up having a heart attack? You cause her to, you know, into the hospital
right.
Or dead.
I'm sorry. Does she have a heart condition?
No, but my mom is in poor health. But I'm just saying, who cares? It's like a scenario.
I think what you have to say at that time is, why did she keep herself in that kind of a condition whereby anything in life, if something comes through that door, a home invasion robber...
You accept responsibility for what you did. What if you caused that because you went into my mother's home and that happened? You are causing that.
Then I would say to you, Jane, if I cause it, then a home invasion robber would cause it, and so it's going to happen.
But you caused it, and you're not the home invader. You're the one doing the stunt.
Your door unlocked, you are inviting that to happen at some point anyway.
One thing I gotta say is, he sounds like the biggest pervert out of anybody. Talking about being tied up and raped and clothes taken off, it's so perverted.
Ma'am, you
sound like a major pervert.
Ma'am, you can call me names, but that's not an argument. Sub-Commander Dugan stripped down as part of the confrontation skill drill. He did not touch the woman. You may call it perverted, but what we're trying to do is save you and other women from getting lashed to, you know,
Is this legal, what you do?
Is it legal to tie? Is it legal to lash a woman to a barn door? No.
Is it legal what you and your men do? Is that legal?
What do you mean lash a woman to a barn door?
I'm talking about some of the things we've read.
It's just so perverted the way, you know, you keep. I cannot even believe what I'm hearing.
But tell me what is perverted about trying to save lives.
because you're like you're going too extreme. You know, you're taking a woman into a separate room and someone's undressing in front of her. It's so extreme.
What it is is
I just don't think it's legal. I don't think anything would hold up in court.
Well,
if you ended up injuring somebody, or you know, one of your guys gets an arm blown off, you wouldn't have a case. You are invading someone's home. You are the invader.
No one's gonna get their arm blown off, man. We are trained.
Oh, you keep coming back to that. I mean, you're really macho. You're really macho.
Well, ma'am, I'm just trying to protect my officers. We can dance away from the blast.
What do you mean, dance away from the blast? You know, if a guy's got a shotgun, the spray radius of that buckshot, dude, you can take out a whole door.
I'm very much aware of firearms. I don't think I need any education from you or a young lady, but I want to say to the young lady, we're there to try to help. Now, if you think Sub-Commander Dugan taking that old woman, I forget her name.
Mrs. George.
Well, taking her into the room and stripping, she wasn't attacked. She was given the experience of what it would be like to be lashed to...
The experience has already happened when you're barging into her home. I mean, God, not that I condone this whatsoever, but it's one thing if you wanted to come in and make your big thing and give people, like, information, but take them in, there could be children there.
So, in other words, you agree at least with level one?
No, I don't agree. I do not agree. I just think when it starts getting the point of clothes coming off, it starts to sound really perverted.
Okay, Jane asked a question. I'd like it answered directly, Jay, if you wouldn't mind.
Certainly, Phil.
Is it legal?
My understanding of the law is, Phil, when your door is unlocked, you have basically said to anyone on the street, come on in, because...
No, you haven't. You have to give verbal consent, don't you?
No, that is not my understanding. But no, I want to say this. Any judge that this woman would want to take me in front of is going to side with a police officer. Because
that is not... Are you a police officer right now? Are you an active police officer? Are you an ex-cop? What are you?
I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police, ma'am.
So you're not a police officer?
Ma'am, I'm with a police...
Are you a legal, legitimate, accredited, or however it is...
Well, you don't accredit. Credit is for schools.
All right, but the state of California, recognizes a police agency that has been chartered by the city if its officers have been through academy training and so forth. Are you a police agency?
So we're not interested in the politics. We're just trying to save lives.
You're not a cop.
We're not
if you were a cop, you wouldn't be doing this.
Ma'am, I could be
a... There's no way it could be legal.
I can tell you right now, ma'am, I could be on Scotland Yard. That's how good I am. But I don't want to.
That has nothing to do with it, though. That has nothing to do with it.
You are taking something
into your own hands as a citizen. You're not a police officer. And that's why cops don't do this kind of thing.
Ma'am, I am so good that I could be on Scotland Yard.
I don't know who you are. I don't care what your skills are. My point is, I could have brought home my groceries. I'm running back to my car.
Right.
You know, my door is left open, and now I've got you coming in. I could have kids here. I could have my pit bull chew your face off, and it's like, and then you're going to think your side is going to hold up in court?
Well, ma'am, your dog is not going to chew. There's a lot of things a dog can chew on. No dog's going to chew on my face. No dog will chew on my face and walk away from it.
Wait a minute.
With the kind of ones that you're opening when you enter someone's home.
The lady just, what about that, Jay? What if she's getting groceries?
Well, I suggest to any woman who is by herself, you get the groceries, close the door, drop them off, open the door, go out.
So you're carrying groceries, closing and opening doors?
Well, Phil, let me tell you something. Would you rather be closing and opening doors or being lashed to a barn door and assaulted by guys who rode up on three-wheel ATVs? I mean, my whole life...
What is this idea of being lashed to a barn door?
I know. It's just, it's very kind of perverted, I think.
Well, I'd like to ask you what's perverted about a barn door. That's curious.
You keep going back to the movie Accused and Jodie Foster. You just sound perverted.
No, ma'am, I'm saying
very much about the women. And, you know, you have every right for that husband to come out of that other room and blow you away. I mean, you are entering people's private property. And there's a reason that this, I know it's not legal. It couldn't be because cops would do this sort of thing. There's just no way.
Ma'am, can I ask you something? On the day that someone, and I hope this never happens, that guys, for instance, and you don't know what's going on in this world, but a bunch of guys come in dressed in clown suits and lash you to your pool filter and begin to sexually assault you, are you going to then call up Jay Santos and say you're really a pervert, Jay? No, I don't think so. If a man comes wearing only a jock strap and chases you down the street with a meat cleaver, are you going to tell me that I was wrong?
God,
on the day that you're getting groceries...
Thank you if you came into my home and took me through your whole, you know, routine of what you do. I would not thank you. I would sue your pants off.
Of course
you
would. But then the next week when some guy in a clown costume comes in and lash you a barn door...
Will you knock it off with a barn door? Lashing you to the barn door in a clown costume?
Phil, these things are taken from real crimes. Real crime.
God, I think you watch too much, you know, you read too many perverted comic,
perverted. So you're calling me a pervert on account of Commander Dugan stripping down.
So what do? You come in, you've got, you know, a 6'5" huge guy, and you come into his place. What do you do to him?
If he takes a shot at me, I'll be on him like a monkey on a football. I'll tell you that.
What do you mean, a monkey on a football?
You guys sound too eager to take a shot at anybody that might give you a hassle.
I had a lot of these guys. I had a lot of guys.
Control yourself.
A lot of guys call up and say they're going to take a shot at me. I'll be all over him like white on rice.
But yeah, you think that like stink on a big turd. You're entering someone's private sanctuary, their home.
You're walking in.
You're very eager to, like, you know, if they mess with me, it's like, you know.
And I'm ready to rock and roll. I mean, I'll take it to any level, Jane. I don't want to take it to level 2 or 3 or 4.
It doesn't sound like you're very concerned. It doesn't sound to me like you're really concerned about people's safety.
I am concerned about you. I'm concerned about you, but it sounds to me like you're relishing and looking forward to the day that someone drags you by your hair into a tool shed.
No, I'm more looking forward to the day that I leave my door open for you to come in, and I'll be waiting for you. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Jane, you made a very good point. And I would say to you, Jay, that you are... Really, I think the lady is right, putting that...
Phil, every year, women get lashed to barn doors.
Well, you knock it off with a barn door being lashed to it in a clown costume and everything else. Okay, if they lash you to your pool filter dressed in clown suits. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I realize there's danger in the world. I realize that, and I realize we have to be on the alert. But, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The triumph of intelligence over ignorance. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And all the people.
But you're talking about these things that could happen to her. She simply said, and we're back on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the home invasion drill called confrontational drills that he and the officers with this police agency, it's not accredited. You are a volunteer group of men.
We could, Phil. There's not an officer on the Citizens Auxiliary Police that couldn't be working right now for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police or Scotland Yard or any or what have you. But the politics, you know, we go our own way. I don't know if you ever saw a movie that I've always felt is kind of an entry movie called Dirty Harry. That's about a cop who didn't want to play politics. Now, this young lady said that if she's leaving her door open while she's getting groceries, fine. You can leave your door open till a cow gets home. But I'll tell you something right now. Some sick man comes in. I'll give you an example out of our case file. Tie you to a refrigerator and leave the freezer door open. While you're tied to a refrigerator, leave the freezer door open so, you know, your headlights get stiffened up a little bit. You know, if you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to be graphic. The guy's wearing nothing but a vinyl vest. Okay. And he thinks he's getting his cheap kicks. Now, some guy gets his giggles, you know, going to grab his cookies doing that. That's fine, but not on my watch.
That's out of a case file?
That is correct.
1-800-449-8686. Daryl, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, you there?
Yes, sir. We're right here.
Oh, yeah. This guy is an absolute sick unit. Believe me, I live in Humboldt County where most of us here in California, we bear arms. And if this sick unit ever came into one of our houses, I don't care what kind of sidestep he's got going on, it ain't going to do him no good. And the only person that I see here that's sick is getting the jollies off is this supposed auxiliary unit that he's got going on of a bunch of wannabe cops going into people's houses. What about these kids and old people that are in these houses? What kind of issues, what kind of scars do you think you're putting on these people for life? Are you absolutely out of your mind?
Well,
and,
sure.
And you're going
to
say this in the name of good?
Gentleman.
No,
would,
you're nothing but a scumbag.
I would respond,
you deserve to
gentleman.
Be shot, and it's only a matter of time until you get shot.
You know, sir, you live in a, you're up there growing your pot and selling it to the very kids you say you care about. Right? Yeah. Got you on that one, didn't I? You're up there.
No, you're assuming that I'm a pot grower. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not assuming. I'm saying it. I'm saying you grow your dope up there and sell it to the kid. And
you don't know if this man grows or sells dope.
Guy's in Humboldt County, and he says he's got firearms. The only kind of people up in Humboldt County that have firearms are the people who are growing dope. The hippies don't have them.
Do your homework. You do your homework. There's 90% of people in Humboldt County
Fort
bear
Bragg.
Arms. It's a hunting, fishing community.
Well, not only that,
you
but there's
an
a
absolute
military.
Freak, sir.
Well,
there's
sir,
nothing good about you.
I want
you're
to ask you something.
You're getting your jollies
you
off. Hey, you said that you slapped a woman to get her attention.
Of course.
Are you nuts?
I'm gonna
if
have
that
to
was police procedure, police would do it. You're nothing but a wannabe cop.
I
want to
ask you right now.
Off.
I want you to say, you getting your cookies growing pot and selling to little tiny kids?
You keep going back to the kids in the pot. What about you invading people's home with no search warrant? I don't give a crap if their doors are wide open. You don't walk into their yard, let alone their door.
Okay, if you come home one day and your wife's been tied to a refrigerator by a guy in a vest, don't come crying to me.
No, I'm not crying to you. I'm telling you, you're a freak and you're sick because the fact is, do your homework, sir. Statistically, how many houses in the United States of America get home invaded every year?
A lot of houses.
You're about to get struck by lightning or probably better.
And people are prone to being tied up and grabbed.
You want the cat got your tongue, sir?
Well, I'm trying to cite the statistics while you're rambling on up there high on some kind of pot you're growing.
Oh, no, no. Once again, you're assuming that I'm high. You are an absolute freak.
I'm a freak,
sir. You are going into old people's houses uninvited.
I had to slap her.
Absolute.
Look, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do
it.
I had to slap her. I didn't want to do it, but she kept blabbing.
What do you mean you had to slap her? You are an absolute freak.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
I had to slap the broad. I'm not broad, but I had to slap her around. She kept saying, My husband's going to be home. And I just cuffed her.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I'm not the guy wearing a vinyl vest.
All right, hold on. One more call here. 1-800-449-8686. Fernando, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, sir.
Yeah, I work for a sheriff's office down here in South Florida.
Yes, sir.
And while I understand his intent, it's the execution that is flawed.
Yes, sir.
It causes too many issues as far as, for example, privacy issues, as far as what I'm doing in my own personal home, assuming a real police officer was doing it.